Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Later this week, the Milwaukee County War Memorial Center will play host to a screening of the documentary Medal and Honor, The Greatest Generation, followed by a forum featuring some local veterans of World War II. It's a forum, we should mention, co-sponsored by WUWM and Milwaukee Public Television and moderated by my co-host, Bonnie North.
It's also the latest in a series of public events playing out at the near 60-year-old center, which leaders are trying to return to a place of prominence in civic life. George Gaspar is a longtime chairman and member of the center's board of directors, while Kareem Pepito has served on the board for just a year.
They both joined us recently as the center was hosting an event on cybersecurity. Kareem Pepito explained why she believes it's important for the War Memorial to have a visible role in Milwaukee.
The War Memorial is a place of remembrance, right? There's a lot of history in there. It's an iconic building. But it's also a place for the present. And cybersecurity, that's really what cybersecurity is all about, and cybersecurity symposium. You know, the threats and that our community and our country face has changed. It's no longer the physical danger of war, but there's a lot going on in the cyberspace. So we think that, especially in our education program, the historical and traditional programming continue, but this is really a complement to our educational programming. And this is where what we think national security and military history and technology intersect.
George, would you agree that this is representative of the reality of what war means in the 21st century?
Yes, I think it really does. And when we approached, got through the dynamics of coming to the conclusion that we had to step out purposefully in the community, the greater Milwaukee community, we decided that we looked at a lot of potential topics on the front end. And this was the cyber thing was been going around in our minds for a good year already, talking about it. And when the decision was a go to get into the community, we decided that we'd go for this. And it's a tremendously important topic at this point in time. And it's an everyday thing, and it's just going to get more serious.
Why is educational programming so important to the future of the center?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have great support within the community, but we need to sustain that, right? And not only with the current supporters, but also with potential future supporters. And we want to expand our reach. And typically, we have people park in the North Building. They work around the company surrounding the War Memorial. But a lot of them do stop and look at the exhibits we have there. But I think we can do more to engage them. And that's really why the education programming is really important. I think there's a lot more from a demographic standpoint that we can really have engaged in the conversations we're having within the War Memorial and why it's important for the community.
There's been outreach in the past to a younger audience, right?
Yes, that's very true, Mitch. Actually, that was the launching pad, so to speak, on what we're now growing into with today's.
It's unusual. Normally, you might imagine that you know, you'd reach the adults first and think, yes, well, why don't we bring kids in as well? But it's the other way around in this case.
Right. We've had several occasions where students of all ages, grade school, high school, have come in from the outer reaches, even of Milwaukee, greater Milwaukee. We set up specific discussions that broadened their understanding of what the War Memorial is all about. And I think one of the important things is that the structure of war that has evolved much past Vietnam and the Middle East situation, it has changed. And there's a remembrance requirement here. And it's important to make sure that the young people understand what it's all about. So that's how we use this as a launching pad to get where we're going now today.
Do you think there's a misconception out in the community about what the War Memorial is?
Well, maybe when you think of a war memorial, as you look around the country, you think of monuments.
Right. Yeah. You think of the say the World War II memorial in Washington.
Right. And that I think a lot of people had that idea. And that's one of the things that over a period of the last several years, few years, maybe the last couple, three, we realized that we had to explain the war memorial differently and to broaden its service to the community. And so that we had to get ourselves together and find out how we can develop a plan to accomplish that.
It sounds like it's really a living, breathing center versus just the idea of a static monument
exactly.
or memorial.
Exactly. Right. One of the things I just might mention,
sure.
that there are very few war memorial centers or war memorial facilities around the whole United States that are as visible as where the War Memorial Center is located in on the lakefront in Milwaukee. You can maybe look at the Washington Monument, and when you can't help but miss it. And there are a few others, but that's the distinct thing about the War Memorial Center here, and that's what we have going for us. It's a fantastic position where it's located.
The War Memorial, the things that we do around our Milwaukee area and what we're trying to do in the War Memorial, I think is part of what makes Milwaukee great. You know, the location and the programming that we're doing. So that's why I'm excited about it.
Well, and I was just going to ask, right now the lakefront is about to see this kind of transformation between the new Northwestern Mutual Tower and the additional development that's going on there. And I wonder if there's a real opportunity for the War Memorial at this stage.
Absolutely. A very good point, Mitch. And there's going to be more growth. And NML has really sprung forward here in a very, very major way. And I think it's going to do marvelous things for the War Memorial and the Milwaukee Art Museum. And it's probably going to lead to some other things that we're going to be able to do at the War Memorial as we broaden out this programming. And so that's the exciting part, and we want the board to feel excited about it too. So we are asking for a lot of their input on trying to broaden it.
Well, and so let me ask you on a personal level. You have been involved in it for a long time, and Cream, you're relatively new to the board. What has made you excited about it all of these years? And Cream, what was it that attracted you to it more recently?
Well, I think from my point of view, the War Memorial facility goes back to the mid-1950s, and it's aged, and it's needed a lot of fortunate support from Milwaukee County and a lot of renovation that's been necessary. And as over the years, as we went through that, we realized that we had to make sure the structure was strong and steady, but we also had to create an environment that convinced Greater Milwaukee that we were here to stay for a long time, and that was going to require our broadening what we represented and what we could do.
And part of that programming was the move of the MacArthur statue in 2014 from MacArthur Square over to the lakefront by the War Memorial. And with the leadership of the Veterans Community Relations team, they involved the different area, the different communities in Milwaukee that is essentially that were impacted by MacArthur. So that included the Filipino community as well as the Japanese, the South Koreans, right, and the Australians. So I represented the Filipino community at that time. So we did a one-week event where we brought in experts. You know, there was a lot going on in the War Memorial during that time. And what got me really excited there is I never really know what the War Memorial was all about before. And I didn't know why it was important. It seemed just like a building where I parked while I was working at Northwestern Mutual or at Baird. But then with that, it was really exciting to have the leadership reach out to the different communities. And I saw that potential for partnership with the Filipino-American community and other communities in the area. And I learned about the different things that they do and the reach out also to the different veterans organizations. And I couldn't pass the opportunity to deepen those relationships.
Well, I would imagine that there are a lot of other people in the community that were in the same position that you were in just a short time ago, that hopefully this will open their eyes a little bit.
I hope so. Yeah,
definitely on that. There's definitely a broadening of eye-opening experiences here.
Well, George Gaspar and Cream Pepito, thank you so much for your time and best of luck in your work.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
George Gaspar is the chairman of the board of directors of the Milwaukee County War Memorial Center. Cream Pepito is a member of the board, and she leads its education committee.
The War Memorial hosts a screening of the documentary Medal and Honor, The Greatest Generation, followed by a forum hosted by Bonnie North. It features some local veterans of World War II. That's Wednesday evening, and there is a link to more from WUWM.com.
We will take one more break and then have a conversation with the author of a new food memoir with the Menominee tribe at its heart. You're listening to Lake Effect on WUWM.